Hello and welcome to the first official episode of 8101, the student-run podcast here at Holy Family. I'm your host, Eli.
I'm Kamea.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Abigail. Today we have the lovely Chef Nate Autumn with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome. All right.
Welcome.
So Chef Nate Autumn is the director of our new fire food service. So Chef, can you tell us a little bit about your experience in the culinary world and your education and all that fun stuff?
Absolutely. Restaurant chef previous to Holy Family. I've been in the restaurant business 29 years. I've been an executive chef for 20 of those 29 years. I've been everything from dishwasher at the age of 13 to every position on the line to front of the house, everything back of the house. My restaurant experience is everything. I've done country club, golf course, some privately owned stuff, family owned stuff. I've worked in the corporate world. Some of those restaurants include, but not limited to, Minnetonka Country Club, which is unfortunately no longer around. Maynard's Restaurant, the Jacob Restaurant Group, all the Jake City Grills, Redstone, opened the Maple Grove location, worked at Minnetonka, worked at Minnetonka, Eden Prairie, Maple Grove. So, a little bit of everything. I grew up around right outside of Excelsior in Tonka Bay, so this is kind of my stomping ground, so it's nice to be here. And yeah, it's fun.
I was going to say, wait, so going off of that, what brought you to Holy Family? Why did you want to come here with all that experience that you have?
Well, so, not that I like to keep talking about it, but COVID, once COVID happened, the restaurant environment changed, the workforce changed, and also I found out that I was going to have another beautiful baby boy, so me and my wife kind of started thinking about things that could be, I don't know, the restaurant business was tough already, and then COVID happening, the hours were longer, the weeks were longer, the staffing was, you know, difficult, so long story short, started brainstorming and poking around, seeing what was out there, and being that, like I said, I grew up around here, me and John Doles actually know a few of the same people, and some of those people heard that I was looking to make a change. They connected me and John Doles, and we started talking, and from the first meeting, John told me his vision, and I kind of told him some ideas that I could bring to the table, and from there the rest is history, and it just was a perfect fit, and I'm glad it happened.
I think it's kind of funny because you keep talking about how you were looking to make a change, and yet we as students here at Holy Family have come into this year and seen two major changes already with the Bistro and the Nook.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that. What is the Bistro and the Nook, just for the people who don't know?
So the Bistro is Holy Family's coffee shop. It's open from 7:15 to 8 o'clock, roughly. We do craft coffees, we do bakery items, pastries, breakfast sandwiches, all sorts of, you know, novelty items, bottled beverages, and so on. The thinking behind that was, you know, with all the students that were coming in, you know, late or whatever, with a Starbucks or a Caribou, and spending all this money on, you know, something we could do just as good, if not better, we thought we'd bring it in-house. So that was one of our first visions, and it's a work in progress, but I think it's been pretty successful this first year. Mm-hmm. The Nook is basically, me and John decided that if we're really going to upgrade our food service program, vending machines really shouldn't be a part of it, because if you're eating out of a vending machine, that's not really food service. Yeah. So we got rid of those, and in the space where we had the vending machines, we put in what we call the Nook, and it's, if you would call it, it's a food service general store. It's got everything in there, grab and go, is all homemade, scratch made. You know, we still have the novelty items, snacks, candies, you know, whatever. But
I think the best way I've heard it described is it's an airport grab and go.
Yes.
You're running through the airport, you're running through the halls, just grab something, walk out, that kind of thing.
100%.
It's straight up revolutionary here at Holy Family.
It really is.
It saves me so much time and money.
Yes.
Especially as a coffee drinker.
Well, and that's just it. And then, you know, you got to make two stops, and it's just not, if it's all here, where you're going, you know, you get here 10 minutes early, you can grab a coffee, you can grab a sandwich, get to class, and you're good to go. And the Nook is, you know, two things. It's convenience, and then I know last year one of the comments people made to me were the flow of the cafeteria,
yeah.
kind of a bottleneck. So part of that plan was to get people that just wanted a quick snack somewhere to just stop in, grab something, and go. So
yeah.
I think it's working.
Yeah,
definitely
is working.
Yes,
for sure.
What other changes have you made that we aren't thinking of?
Well, I guess the biggest is just the offerings, the variety. I mean, obviously, I'm partial to this, but I think the quality is improved. I think bringing my restaurant background and my experience along with my staff's abilities and experience, we're able to really utilize ingredients better, get more out of them, have more variety with that, better quality, and just keep it fresh and exciting. I know, to be honest, one of the issues I think we have is almost sometimes offering too much because then it just gets overwhelming, and I think less can be more, just focusing on the quality, but I think that's a big one for me, is just, again, quality and consistency is number one.
I mean, since we're talking about changes, I was in the maintenance area the other day and saw a bunch of ovens pulled out. So I guess that goes into the Fund a Need program.
Yes.
You had the biggest Fund a Need topic last year. So what came out of that?
Well, pretty much all the equipment was roughly 22 years old. So technology has changed a lot in 20 some years. So it was time for some upgrades. We got some new ovens, some four beautiful new ovens, new fryers. We got all new buffet equipment, hot and cold service equipment. We have a new pizza oven on the way. Biggest thing, new ice cream machine, actually. That's one of the students' favorites.
Yeah,
that's still have ice favorite. Cream.
But, you know, with that being said, there's a lot of things that people don't see that stuff brings. And number one, I guess, would be the efficiency that we can operate with all the new equipment. The capacity we can put food out now with new equipment and it's functioning properly. New ovens, that, like I said, technology has changed so much that now when you actually have ovens with the cooking functions at work, so you can have high fan, low fan, no fan, depending if you're baking, roasting, this is all technical stuff. But at the end of the day, it creates better product, more consistent product. We're not putting a tray of cookies in there, burning half of them to get half of them cooked. You know, it's just all around, it's just a better. And it's more efficient for the school. It's holds more product. You know, the cooling units hold more product at better temp. It's just all around. And they take up less space. If you go back there, there's probably 25% more room in the cafe and the kitchen because everything's so much more condensed. So we have, it's just all around, it's better for everybody, for us, for the school, students.
Yeah, and I will say, I think that's 100% paid off. The food that you make is absolutely delicious.
From up here, huge upgrade.
Thanks.
Oh, everything is so much better.
I appreciate it.
Yes. Lunch is like one of my favorite times of the day now. It's
awesome. I appreciate that. We still have some, there's a learning curve coming from a restaurant to a school. Mm-hmm. You kind of get one shot, you know what I mean? That day, that's what you put out, and if it's not success, then you know, you can only repurpose things so many times before you guys are gonna go, tried that once, we're not gonna do it. So, but the best thing about, not to move forward too fast, but the best thing about this as opposed to a restaurant and the general public is that for the most part, you guys are very honest, truthful, you're upfront, and you let me know, we like this, we don't like that. Being able to see everybody come through the door is great, being able to talk to everybody And I don't know if there's anybody that's made a request and I haven't fulfilled it, but for the most part, if somebody comes and asks me for something, I try to get it on the menu, I try to get it, you know, I try to have students be a part of things as much as I can, and I take everybody's input seriously.
Is lobster bisque on the table?
We've done lobster three different ways, and it wasn't a seller, so we'll try it again. We've done lobster, I mean, it's, that's the thing, it's, there's, what, we have 540 students, roughly?
Yeah.
There's some items we do, and it's just the people that have it are just, oh my gosh, so great, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, then there's some that, so it's, for things like that, maybe it's, you know, maybe that's an item we do a half and half, you know, a lobster bisque, but then maybe a tomato bisque, you know, and
some people can't just appreciate it yet.
Some it's working past the stigma of it's a school cafeteria.
Well, and the trust, I feel like like John Doles made a comment to me the other day that I think we are, as food service, we're earning the trust of you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
And whether or not it be something you wouldn't normally eat, at least you know it's going to taste good. It's not going to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I like salmon, but I'll try it because I know as a salmon dish goes, it's probably a good dish. So,
no, I've been trying tons of new things. I get the main meal pretty much every day. I'm always excited to see what it is.
Good, good.
No, take it as a compliment. Even if like the fish example, like I'm like more so getting into fish now, like from your dishes and just like getting used to it.
Yeah. Well, Chef Mate, I got a question for you. Yes. What's your favorite dish to make?
Ooh, I guess my favorite, you know, personally, my favorite thing to do is grill at home. Really anything barbecue, brisket, ribs, any type of a roast. I love doing low and slow roasts and desserts. I like doing, you know, different pastries. And I'm not a baker by any means. It's a whole different set of skills, but just because I don't have the patience for it because it takes so much precise measuring. But I love doing fun, you know, stuffed cookies and different, you know, fun desserts.
Yeah.
Are you going to make those at lunch anytime soon? Any of those options?
We could do some stuffed cookies. That's actually a good idea. See?
No, that sounds really good. I would
get one. I mean, with the weather warming up, you could also just do brisket, bring a grill from home.
Yeah, exactly. Down.
Well, and I don't want to get anybody too excited, because I don't know if this is officially going to happen, but what I'd like to do towards the end of the year, and I'd like to make it a yearly thing.
Like maybe tradition?
This isn't the... Yes.
Ooh.
Maybe this isn't the place to say it, but I'd like to do like a cookout, like an annual cookout for food service.
I would love that.
Rough, are any of you seniors?
We are.
Yeah.
So my first thought was during May term, but then that wouldn't be fair for the seniors. So maybe we
already isn't fair for the seniors, but sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll do it before that. We'll come up with an idea and do something like a farewell or a goodbye or hello summer or something yearly cookout. Mm-hmm. So.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
So that's a good idea.
Then we could do some barbecue stuff. We could do some smoked stuff. Smoked brisket, ribs, whatever outside. Pulled pork, whatever.
Get a bouncy house. Make that a...
I was going to say.
Bouncy house. And we can get John Doles in a dunk tank.
Yes.
And we can raise money for the school. You buy three balls for $5 and you...
This would make so much money.
John Doles, I will... email you.
We'll have that conversation later.
I was going to say, you might want to talk about those, but...
He'd love to do it.
I think he would.
I hope so.
He would.
He's a nice guy.
He's been pied enough at Convo. He'd be willing to be in a dunk tank.
It's either that or doing the worm. He likes to do the worm on stage.
Well, maybe both. Who knows? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll just do the last bullet point then. So last fall, our Spirit of Fire fundraiser, it's called Fund in Need, Let's Get Cooking. They raised a lot of money for the new kitchen equipment, like you just talked about, and that new seating in the bus lobby. Could you remind us a little bit of what those needs were?
Well, I believe Brian Aubrey has some things on order, and I think the vision, and I can't speak with 100% certainty, but we're going to get some more comfortable more inviting seating down in the bus lobby for like the bistro as far as...
Ooh.
Making it a place for students to arrive at school, come in, whether they get a beverage or and a breakfast sandwich or whatever or not, but a place to come in, greet each other after the weekend, say hi to each other, hey, how was your weekend? Let's sit down and have, or come in and get some reading done or whatever. Just having a place to come and meet and an environment that's comfortable and relaxing and
a coffee shop.
Yeah, shop or not even just a coffee shop, just give it more of a campus feel, kind of like, excuse me, it's a place where you guys belong, this is your place, this is your home away from home and your school, and you can come, you can feel comfortable, as comfortable here as you do at home and be able to meet with your friends and just talk about daily to-dos and what happened over the weekend and so on. So, as far as I know, that's kind of the vision, and I know Brian Aubrey he does a great job, and I think he'll knock it out of the park. So,
are you looking to change anything else going into the next school year? Is there anything else that you want to improve on that
What's
you can think
plans?
Of right now? Yeah, what are your plans?
Or is it just kind of like continuing on with all the awesome things you're doing now?
Well, I, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. And if you guys will have me, it's going to be for the next 5-10 years. It's every year is going to get better. If I show up 1 year and I say, yep, it's perfect, we're done, then I don't belong here anymore. Because every year we can get better. Every year we can do more. Some specific examples, now that, you know, we have this new pizza oven coming, next year we'll start making our own pizza dough. And, you know, right now we do really use really good ingredients, but with some of the stuff we've been using, we have to do a frozen par-baked dough, unfortunately. But it's a good dough. We sell pizza as one of our number one selling items, so it obviously is good.
Yeah.
But just little tweaks on what we're doing now. And we are going to start doing a chef's table, to where we'll probably start Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, or Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. It's a come in, it's a pasta to order, a stir fry to order, omelets to order.
Wow.
We'll probably set it up right when you walk in. You can split off to the chef station or to the right to the chef table, pancake bar, things like that. So as we get new equipment and as we, you know, tweak and upgrade our equipment and products and, you know, some cosmetic work on the facility, you know, we can start perfecting everything. And every year it'll get better, and every year there'll be a new surprise and a new tweak. And so
that was a really good answer.
I said, but you're telling us this now as seniors and juniors, so we're not even going to be there for...
That's unfortunate.
Okay, at our reunion, it's going to be awesome.
I'll say reunion, question mark?
I mean, you never know. Maybe fire food service at some point turns into an actual fire food service, and we have...
Catering.
We have weekends. We have events. We have, you know, we've thrown around the idea of having a parents' luncheon where once a month, certain parents can sign up for a chef table or a chef banquet, and they can come in and have lunch with you guys or at a private table. Or, you know, there's many options to get people, families, friends, alumni involved in what we're doing. So just because you're graduating doesn't necessarily mean you wouldn't be able to come back and enjoy some more of the fun stuff we're doing. So you never know.
I'm talking about fun stuff you're doing, Eli and I can't experience it because we're both seniors, but you have a May term class this year.
I do.
What are you looking at doing there? We haven't seen the description either, so.
Well, neither have I.
Oh, you are. Okay.
No, I have a couple ideas, but I think what we're going to focus on is, so I thought about doing it, well, it's Culinary 101, which we are going to talk about some basics, some background of why you do certain things, you know, techniques and the ins and outs of culinary. But I think what we're going to focus on is more the two things that students like the most, which is pasta and cookies. So we're going to do some type of baking, and we're going to do some type of fresh pasta and sauce making. So I think we'll split the classes up into two or three groups, and we'll do a little bit of both. And then we'll do, I have a special surprise for the final, which I'm not going to unveil right now, but it's going to be interesting. Yeah, there'll be a final. Oh, yeah.
It's a class.
Be like, just like Chopped. They're going to have some stuff they're going to have to make, and they're going to have to figure it out.
Is it like a how many cookies can you eat under a minute kind of situation? Or?
Oh, I would take that.
Oh, I would do great.
I'll take that.
I'll just say, just to give a hint to whoever is taking the class or whatever, so there'll be some, you know, some teaching and some technique I'll be teaching throughout the week, but then I'll be dropping little hints as to things that you'll need to remember for the final. And then when the final comes, it'll be a combination of secret ingredients and not knowing exactly what you're going to make. And then, I don't know, maybe there'll be some curveballs thrown in there, like some missing ingredients. And I don't know.
That does sound like Charles.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It'll be fun. So.
Well, that'll be awesome. Those kids are lucky.
Yeah.
True. I don't think any of us are taking it.
Yeah. I think I am.
Oh, you are?
Is it your first block? Is it like the first?
Yeah, 8 to 9:30, I think.
She's got kids.
Well, it filled up, honestly, from what John told me, I think it filled up in like 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Plus I let in four extras that were on a waiting list. So there's 26 students, I think, will be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be mostly junior.
We were all waiting after school for it to open up, and yours was booked out.
So intense. You have no idea.
No, honestly.
I've never taught before, so just bear with me.
You'll figure it out. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
We already really like your food, so your class should be pretty good.
You've been a head chef before. You can teach.
I mean, I can direct. I can direct people into, you know, but we'll figure it out. It'll be fun.
I'm excited to yell.
I never
swear occasionally.
No, the quarter
room. Never. Yes. That's not real. That's an act.
Ask about the lamb sauce.
He's a sweetheart. He's a
sweetheart. So, it'll be fun.
All right.
Well, that's all the time we have on this episode.
Thank you so much for coming. It was
Thanks
awesome.
For having me. I'm honored. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. The pleasure's all mine.
This is The Inside Scoop. We'll see you next time.